Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host today, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests are here from Perseverance Theater, the great Enrique Bravo, and new artist in residence, Irene Bedard. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
You're both here to talk about Our Town, now playing at Perseverance Theater. We've been waiting for it all summer, and now it's here. So opening night was last Friday. How did that go?
Great. Yeah, it's nice, you know, with everything that was going on with the theater. It was nice to see sort of familiar faces and get out there, especially with this cast. This whole cast is Alaska, you know, from Alaska, all around, sort of.
So an all-Alaskan cast. Is that a first, do you think, for Our Town?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. But for a cast this big, maybe, yeah. We're not huge, but it's big enough to where it was, yeah, it's one of the bigger casts. But, yeah, it went really well. It's great to sort of Irene actually wasn't able to be there that first weekend, so we had Frank Attass actually do the stage manager role, which is great. And I think that's what's also – I'm sort of even excited to do it. Like, we did it this morning for some kids. And just to see the different takes of the stage manager, it's been a lot of fun to watch from inside the role. You're like, oh, I wonder what they're going to do with it. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
Frank was definitely more like Bear, and I'm maybe a little more Raven, a little more trickster.
That's actually a good version.
Irene, let's talk about you for a bit. You do play the role of stage manager in Our Town. We could talk more about that. And you're the artist in residence at Perseverance Theater, and that's something that's kind of new for you, right? Have you just begun your term?
Circling around, you know, full circle in life, kind of.
So what will be some of the projects you'll be working on as artist in residence?
Upcoming is also Whale Song, which is Kathy Tugnuck at Rexford. I always want to just call her Tugnuck. and I play Whale Priestess, but also be working alongside the whole Native Playwrights, the Indigenous Playwrights program.
And you've got a long history of working as a professional actor in your field. How long have you been doing it?
Well, I got my BFA in theater arts from the University of the Arts and graduated in 1990 and then moved to New York City where I was part of an ensemble, started a Native American theater ensemble called Chukalokalo, where we did all of original works. But I got sidetracked for quite a number of years by doing film and television. So it's for me, my son is about grown up, basically. And I had to start thinking, well, what do I want to be when Quinn grows up? And I made a mission and vision statement for myself, and it's healing through the power and art of storytelling. And that takes whatever forms it might be, actual storytelling. But theater is my first love, and so I'm really glad to be here at Perseverance and come home in a way, even though I'm originally born and raised in Anchorage. But Juneau is, you know, becoming a brand new home for me, and it's Alaska.
Yeah, very much so. And well, we're glad that Perseverance Theater fit into your vision for your life and your career. And you've done some pretty high profile stuff that some of our listeners may know about or may not know about. Enrique told me right before we started talking, you were the original voice of Pocahontas in the Disney animated film.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What was that experience like for you?
There is nothing that can prepare a person for that. But I have Wreck-It Ralph 2 coming up, and all of the Disney princesses are in Wreck-It Ralph 2. And so it's really fun to kind of be part of this legacy with, you know, and got to go to D23 and all the Disney princesses up on stage. And I just, you know, came back from New York, which is why I couldn't do this weekend, where I got to do an Audible play written by Billy Crystal and Quentin Peoples called Have a Nice Day. But once again, another diverse cast, and the 16-year-old daughter was played by Auli Cavallo, who was played Moana. So we got to see each other again.
I'm trying not to fangirl out over here.
Wow, that's
fantastic.
Yeah.
So Pocahontas, that was made in the 90s, if I recall, or late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. Do you think it would be different if they remade it today?
I think so. I do. I you know, one of the things in my career, which is great because in Whale Song, I finally get to play an Inupiaq person. Out of all the different projects that I've worked on, I've portrayed many different tribes and even projects where I wasn't cast as a native person. I always managed to, you know, figure out a way to kind of put that in, whether it was in her house or jewelry she wore or, you know, a story that was added, because I think it's important. You know, I don't stop being native, and I think it's important to have those images for especially our young people.
And one other project of yours that I wanted to mention, in case our listeners didn't know, you are also in Westworld, the HBO series.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty famous show, pretty popular, pretty well watched. I know I've watched it. So how was that experience for you? What's it like to work on Westworld?
When I was there, it was during the fires. So we had to shut down quite a few times because of air quality. And when I got to set, one of the other actresses that I've worked previously came out running up to me and grabbed me by my face and said, "Irene, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to insanity."
Does that sum it up pretty nicely?
A little bit, yeah. But awesome, amazing, and I think it's an important conversation to be had by the project itself. Why do these violent, you know, ends? Why is it that we like violence as our entertainment and so many other, especially with the native group, you know, so many other layers to that was put in there. So I was really proud to be part of it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for filling us in on your background and how you got to be in Juneau, Alaska, and best wishes for your time as artist in residence.
Thank you.
So now we'll get back to talking about our town.
Yes.
Which is what you guys are here to promote.
<That's my>
And so I have some questions about the play. It is set in the early 1900s, and it premiered in 1938, won the Pulitzer Prize for drama. So what about this play makes it such a timeless classic?
I mean, it's about all of us, what it means to be a human being and what it means to be part of a community. And I think that's why, you know, art's take on it of, you know, Alaskan people and a diverse group of people, you know, making this an Alaskan play company portray this town on the other side of the continent and yet how relatable it is.
I think, yeah, the fact that it's so relatable is a huge part of it. I think even for me this morning, we had, like I said, we had a matinee for 7th and 8th graders, the kids from DZ, and I went in sort of wondering how they're going to respond to it, and they were very responsive. It sort of surprised me, I mean, to the point where kids were crying, and, you know, there was lots of, you know, uproar when the two romantic leads finally kiss. It was really sweet, honestly.
Yeah.
It made it so much more relatable than I ever thought that it would be to this group of 7th or 8th graders. So that was actually pretty special.
Yeah. So. Yeah. They laughed at some really cute places
too. Yeah. It was great.
Was this play ahead of its time in any ways? I know it breaks the fourth wall.
It does. I think so. You know, I was trying to wonder. I was wondering that myself, because you do see elements that you see sort of like in Christmas Carol, where you're sort of outside looking into this world that sort of used to have you. You know,
like the play within the play.
The play within the play, breaking the fourth wall. Yeah, very much like Brechtian elements, where you see what's going on. I think so. I think it was it right now. There's so many other sort of facets of theater that happen that we forget how sort of cutting edge this was
and
at the time.
Groundbreaking in some ways. I mean, at the time, I think we were talking about this, the theater was like the mega sets and the,
right.
you know,
yeah.
vibrant costumes. And this was very much just stripped away. Mm-hmm. Minimalist set, minimalist
props. Yeah, there's a lot of pantomime that happens within the play, where, you know, two of the two mothers in the show have these elaborate kitchen scenes where they're very much involved in the cooking and cleaning, and they're doing it all pantomiming, which is, yeah, it's great. And it was sort of to strip that sort of facade away of all the bells and whistles and just concentrate on the story and acting, which I think this production is faithful to.
Is that a challenge for the actors to have to work without props and much
yeah,
to set the scene?
I think Art handled it in a good way. He had us actually use the props throughout the entire process. And come tech, which is a week before we open, all those props are taken away. And to be completely honest, not all of the props. There are still a few props within the show that he chose specifically to keep in. But yeah, that was his process, to take it all away once we had already gotten used to having it in our hands and playing with actual objects, which I think was great.
I think he was going, and he kept using, and I think we all use the word meta, you know, it's an Alaskan theater company playing this town in New Hampshire, and a lot of the props the stage manager handles. So it's kind of, you know, well, the stage manager is the one who can decide which props are, you know, or, you know, handle these certain props. So whether it's, you know, cleaning up messes or not.
And that's what I really do love about what Irene's brought sort of to the stage manager character and within the play itself. She's sort of always there. And even within a scene where I'm having with my wife, you know, she's sort of anxiety ridden on a wedding day, and Irene is almost like this spirit that's floating above it, helping her sort of get past these little obstacles that are in her way. But it functions as sort of that, a spirit, a ghost. It's that's just sort of like a somebody that's, you know, an angel watching over you or something like that. I think it's really, really pretty and well done.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the characters that both of you play. The stage manager, what's the importance of that character in this play?
Well, the stage manager is, you know, of course, sets the stage, and I think I sort of took the thought process of turning her into kind of God's conductor in a way, or a sacred clown. I think that she there is that, as you mentioned, like the guardian angel. In Terrence Malick's film, I played the figure of death, the compassionate figure of death. So I kind of feel that she's that, has that part of her, the guardian angel.
Yeah. It's interesting to me that the character has the title stage manager, not like narrator or
director.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
director.
Right. Yeah,
guardian angel. Is it awesome? Is this
that's
character
what stage
often?
Managers are? They are our guardian angels.
They really are. Yeah. You've been in the theater long enough.
But they're usually off. You know, in the wings or in the backstage, not necessarily on stage playing a part. So I think that makes it that's really interesting to me.
Yeah.
And is the stage manager character customarily played by a man or a woman, or has it been switched up over the years?
It's customarily played by a man, but when Perseverance actually did it last, a woman played it. So,
yeah.
It's mainly played, played by a man.
All right, Enrique, you're playing Dr. Gibbs.
Dr. Frank Gibbs, yes.
Yep. Doc Gibbs. So, same question to you. What's the importance of his character in the play?
He sort of sets a really strong example for sort of the younger generation that's there. He's a workaholic. He's very much focused on his family and the things that, you know, that need to be done. He's very protective of his wife.
Loves his wife.
You know, as soon as there's even like a hint of the kids sort of not treating her well, he gets right on it and sort of puts stuff in order. So I think it really is sort of an idealized version of what a father should be.
Father and husband. And the way that you do the scene where he is, you know, basically scolding his son for not, you know, helping out enough is just so compassionate. It's strong yet compassionate. I really love the way that you do that.
Thank you. Yeah. So I've enjoyed playing it. It's really, I hope he's not hearing, but I base it a lot off of Bob Urata, because he's a doctor too, but he's sort of a workaholic, and he sort of is very family oriented still, and he's, you know, he just cares a lot about the community he's in as well as the people he interacts with.
That's pretty cool. How familiar was the rest of the cast with the play or with the film version of Our Town before you started?
I was familiar with the play, but way back when, I think probably early college for me or even high school. And I hadn't read it since then. I've never seen the movie.
It's the same with me. That last time I think I even saw it was high school. And I've never seen the film either. Mm-hmm. I've seen bits and pieces, but I haven't seen the whole film.
So people are coming in with sort of a fresh take?
I think so. I can't speak for the entire cast, but I feel like it was similar for a lot of the cast.
We have a great cast. Yeah. What a great group of people.
Yeah. It really is. There's some new faces. Valerie Kissel, who's originally from Juneau, but she's moved to New York. And her husband, Travis, helped build the minimal set that we have. But he's working right now at the theater as well. Kayla Bourgeois is the other actor in residence who just joined us. And they're really, it's really great to have them around. But the two leads, Yamaoka, and Ashley Watt are great. They're relatively new. Ty's done a couple shows. He was in Cyrano, but Ashley's, you know, she's only 21. She went to high school here, did theater. This is her first Perseverance show, and she's really doing a great job.
She really is.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's great. That's really exciting. Yeah. And Art Roach is the director. How has he sort of put his personal stamp or fingerprint on the play?
I think he's so soft-spoken and gentle as a director, and he really just sets the space for all of us to explore and find what our meta moments and our Alaskan moments within the play itself, but also who these characters are and what they're what drives them and what they're about. It's stuck a lot with the minimalism in this. So, yeah. Hmm.
All right. I noticed on the website, I was going online to buy tickets. This Friday's performance is also Beer Friday. What
Correct.
Does that mean?
Beer Friday, that means in the Phoenix, which is the small black box adjacent to the theater, we will be having samplings from Alaska Brewery. Usually it's Andy Klein that's running it, which is a lot of fun. He even sticks around, gives us some samples to the cast afterwards. it's a lot of fun. It's really, it's great, especially, it's just a fun way to, like, you know, a fun night out. So not just theater. You get to try some Alaska beer, too. They should put me on their payroll.
All of us, I think. Right. Do a lot of endorsing of that particular product. All right. So if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Irene Bedard and Enrique Bravo from Perseverance Theater discussing Our Town, now playing at Perseverance Theater across the water on the island there. Anything you guys want to mention about showtimes or other special events like that?
No, Friday? It's till November 3rd. Sunday matinees are at 4. Usually we're running Thursday through Sunday, but I think there are a couple Wednesday shows. It'd be better to sort of just look at the website. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of show time, so yeah.
Yeah, we still got plenty of time.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you,
Shelley. And have a great time with this play and with this season.
Kriana, thank you.